I'm going to be talking about a mathematical model we put together in LA County to assess the viability of various push partners during a mass prophylaxis emergency.
Is that line just there, or I don't know where that came from?
It's okay. This toolkit was put together with the Naval Postgraduate School and the Center for Disease Control. So let's talk about what is a pod. A pod is basically a pre-identified public site where individuals can go during an event requiring mass prophylaxis to get their medication. This could be vaccines. This could be oral prophylaxis. The number of pods required by any jurisdiction is based on the magnitude of the event, the size of the community, and the number of support staff available. So let's say you belong to a jurisdiction that is so large, like Los Angeles County, where you have 10 million people, and you have about your daytime population swells up by another 3 million with people moving into the county for jobs, tourists coming into the county. What do? You have to look at outside your county resources and your MRC that help you run pods that could be of assistance during an emergency. These could be your community-based organizations, faith-based organizations, local government, state government, and federal. I come from a county level, so we have city government below us, private industry, and colleges and universities. There are a lot of different places individuals could start. Let's say the county or your jurisdiction has a great relation with faith-based organizations. But before you go down that route of trying to assess their viability during an emergency, trying to build those relationships further, how do you know that this plan of action will give you the most bang for your buck? That's where the Community Partner Assessment Toolkit comes in. This toolkit uses operations research methodology called multi-attribute decision analyses. And I love numbers, I just do. I know a lot of people don't. So although we started out with a whiteboard that had a lot of formulas written on it, right now it's an Excel form and the math is done for you behind the scenes. This was designed to systematically... All right. Assess the value of potential community push partners. And it shows you which partners would be most favorable given your situational constraints. So how do you compare different community partners? You have universities that have if you have a medical university, you have doctors and nurses that are probably working there. You have health centers, so they can provide staff, but at the same time, they may not have a campus large enough. So you're basically comparing apples to oranges to papayas. It's really difficult to say which partner will work the best. An advantage of operations research, especially multi-criteria decision making, is it allows you to set weights. What these weights do is they give preferential treatment to the attributes you find that you need the most. For example, in LA County, let's say staffing is going to be short. We can weigh staffing a little higher. So if an option provides you more staffing, that's a better option than a different option that takes away your staffing. As I said, it's standardized units, so you can compare different attributes together. And it also performs sensitivity analyses. So let's say a user decides to change weights. How does that affect your result? And you only have to do this once, and it performs all the different analyses for you. We'll get to that. I'll walk you through the toolkit in a bit. So these are the basic steps. You have to select criteria, build objective hierarchy, create individual value functions. Most of these are done for you in the toolkit. The criteria that we used specifically for alternate dispensing was the maximum number reached. Any option that helps you reach more people is obviously better. Staff reduction, any option that provides you staff or doesn't take away from your staff is a better option. And security, the lower the security requirement, the better the option. The staff reduction were broken down by clinical and non-clinical staffing. The security was broken down by site security and transportation security requirements. The toolkit has certain push partners already built into it. So you have pre-positioning of medication for federal, state, and local. You have hospitals. You have critical infrastructure, shelter populations. You have colleges and universities, dispensing at hotels, tribal nations, large private sector employers. At the same time, you have three additional user-specific partners that that end users could provide. So we're just going to go through the toolkit, and I guess the graphics worked out. So the toolkit is self-sustaining. It has all the background information that you need. At the same time, before you even begin, it will tell you what data you require in order to use this toolkit. It also has all the instructions that you will need. We wanted the system to be as simple as possible to use. The last thing we wanted is another tool to present to local health departments where they would need another contractor to help them analyze what's useful to them. Over every cell, if you hover on each of these cells where data has to be entered, it'll provide you what data needs to go into that cell, and it will tell you what the possible source of that data would be. A lot of this is just basic online research. You could just go to Google and find a lot of this information. The data points you need don't have to be exact. This is a rough estimate. So after you provide the baseline information, it's going to ask you how different push partners are going to work out in your jurisdiction. I actually scrolled all the way through the bottom because I wanted to show you the user-entered alternate mode of dispensing. We chose HMOs here, and we also chose the VA just to present variability in data. I'm sorry, one of the things I actually failed to mention is on the left side where you enter the data, but on the right side, you actually have an example that shows you exactly what was done in LA County. Once again, you just set various weights. The way we did this in Los Angeles County was through a survey. The survey is actually included as a part of the toolkit. And it provides you a whole bunch of output. The first output that you see in the upper left is which option works overall. And on the right, the difference between those two slides is it shows for each attribute. So for staffing requirement, which option provided you the most bang for the buck? For the security, which option provided you the most bang for the buck? So it breaks it down by each individual attribute. The next step over on both the bottom slides are your sensitivity analyses. Let's say that the weight for each for one of the attributes, let's say staffing, increased significantly, while the other two weights stayed proportionally constant. How would that affect your analyses? How sensitive is your output to decision maker preference? And that is basically shown in the bottom two slides. Finally, we have a two-way sensitivity analysis that shows what happens when the weight of two attributes changes. This is for the mathematicians in your group. This is not necessarily for just for the planners. So we're going to move on. Let's look at Los Angeles County specifically, because we actually applied this toolkit to Los Angeles. It's a pretty low-profile area, 4,000 square miles, 88 cities, 10 million residents, 26 million tourists annually, 1 million commuters each day. It's a popular place to be. People just like being there. It may be the sunshine, I don't know. The biggest consideration was our largest employer are healthcare and public agencies. We have 133 acute care hospitals, 83 school districts, 100 plus special districts and agencies, 60 plus law/fire agencies. So making any decision gets a bit complicated given the political structure. But when we applied this toolkit, what we found was our top options actually were pre-positioning medication for government employees who we could pull as staffing potentially, pre-positioning of medication for hospitals. At the same time, our two user-entered options, the HMO option, number 9, and the VA option, number 10, really worked out for us. Number 7 and number 11, number 11 is the third user-entered option. The reason why it's blank is we didn't enter any. And number 7 is blank is because we don't have any tribal nations in Los Angeles County. So if you don't have data or if there is an option that you don't wish to consider, if you leave it blank, it's not going to throw off your analyses. The system is designed, the visual basic script behind the system is designed to ignore blank fields. And this is just something I covered earlier. If you want access to the toolkit, it's actually available through the SNS Internet website. And if you don't want to write that really long URL down, you could email me. Not that my email address is any shorter, but I have some business cards. If you want to take some with you, and if you want to play around with the toolkit, please let us know. If you have any improvements to the toolkit, which is publicly available at this time, please let us know. We would love to hear your input as well. Thank you.